Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
As promised, he is Memphis basketball coach Penny Hardaway. His Tigers have a massive game this Saturday, 2 p.m. against number 13 ranked Clemson. It's a whiteout. You know what that means. Wear white. He joins us now. Penny, man, appreciate the time as always. But before we get into the game and, you know, the rest of the season and some player questions, this has been a very tough schedule that you put together, and you did it intentionally, and your team has come out of it 7-2 thus far. So when you sort of assess all of that, what have you learned about your guys 9 games in?
Yeah, well, first of all, I made the schedule without knowing who I was going to have. I was just blessed enough to get a great roster. I have to say that first. Secondly, what I've learned about this team is that we're resilient already and don't even know each other. You know, I missed the first 3 games. Most of the guys didn't make it in until August. We had June and July with maybe 7 or 8 players max, and then have the rest of the roster set. To come into the season and to have this schedule early, it's a 13th ranked schedule in the country, but I think that's a lot of bye game teams that are ahead of us, but one of the top schedules in the country. And to be 7-2 right now with an opportunity to come home and finish the rest of the month out, it's pretty special.
You had talked about, you know, this non-conference schedule being how important it was to improve seeding. And obviously you got 4 more of those, but these next 2, coach, and you know, I mean, you know, with them all being at home, how important is it that you get the atmosphere you're looking for, particularly in this next 2 against ranked opponents?
Yeah, I mean, we've been away from home so long. We want to come back home, and the guys haven't seen the real Memphis fans.
Right.
You know, the first exhibition was against Lamont and Lane. No disrespect, but no one came to those games. So with our first big game coming back, my first game coaching at home, I want to see a packed crowd because the FedEx Forum's home court advantage is real.
We were talking about this game, Penny, and we noticed that you know, it was on ESPN Plus, and like just the instinct when you hear that and you see that, it's like why the hell is this game on ESPN Plus? But in a strange way, do you think that might be something that, you know, maybe works to your favor in terms of getting people actually in the building, that it's a little harder to find on TV, so people might be a little bit more compelled to just come down to the game in person?
Absolutely. You got an ESPN Plus game. Obviously, no one thought they were going to be 9-0 and ranked 13th in the country. And no one thought that we would be where we are right now with just, you know, beating BCU at BCU and Texas A&M at Texas A&M. So it's definitely proven to be a better game than what was expected because it's on ESPN Plus. But, yes, you're absolutely right. It's going to make people have to come out to the game that want to see the game because most people don't have ESPN Plus.
Do you have – go ahead, John.
Go ahead. No, you go. You're good.
Coach, I know I got to be careful with how I ask this, so I'm going to try to do so. Do you expect to have reinforcements coming? And if so, how soon could you have them available?
No, I don't have any, you know. So right now we just have what we have, and we've been playing really well. I got this group, you know, locked in on going and winning the game on Saturday. So that's what we're going to war with.
And then on Jordan Brown, just to ask you, nothing changed on his status that you're aware of?
Nothing changed on his status that I'm aware of. I haven't heard anything other than that he's sick. I haven't heard any. I've seen the posts and all that, but that's all I've heard.
You know, John and I were discussing before you came on, Coach, we were wondering to ourselves if David Jones has surprised even you. Obviously, you took a good look at him before you bring him in, and we knew what he was capable of in terms of the shot-making and everything else. But when you look at what he's done, and he gets the national honor this week to go along with AAC Player of the Year, has it surprised you? We've talked about it. It feels like it's an all-American, you know, caliber level that he's playing at.
Yeah, it has surprised me. I knew he was good, but I didn't know he was this good. You know, he's a gamer. You know, he, in practice, he's doing really well. But when he gets in the game, man, his instincts just, man, unbelievable. His, obviously, his shot-making, his playmaking ability, everything about him going into the game, he just looks different than any other player that I've seen this year. And he is the Player of the Year candidate because he looks as dominant as anyone in the country.
Talking to Memphis basketball coach Penny Hardaway, get club-level deal tickets at GoTigersGo.com. Definitely take advantage of those offers for Clemson this weekend and beyond. Penny, you guys beat Texas A&M, which was a great win on the road against a top 25 team, especially with the angle that you guys beat them last year, so you know they were ready. And yet, the next day in the AP poll, they are receiving more votes than you guys are, despite the fact that you have more ranked wins than they do, despite the fact that you have fewer losses than they do, and despite the fact that you just beat them head-to-head at their place. So when you see something like that and you see yet another week that comes by where your team is not in the top 25, how do you react to that when you see it?
Man, it's kind of old news to me. I don't know why they disrespect us so much. It's almost like they want to keep us in a certain category, and we have to play supernatural basketball just to get respect. We don't get to win the games that everyone else wins and bump up 10, 12, 15 spots and get into the top 25. Everything that you just mentioned says that we belong in the top 25 because we've proven it with the 13th hardest schedule thus far in the country. And it baffles me every time, but I'm so used to it. I'm numb to it, but it's really weird to understand the logic of it. It's almost like they want to keep us in a 7, 8, 9, 10 range in the NCAA so that we have to battle our way. And if we win it, it's going to be the hardest road that you have to go down, and that they don't want to give us anything even though we've earned it. And that's pretty sad, to be very honest.
We're getting ahead of it here, but I mean, obviously you guys are on a really good trajectory right now. And, you know, if certain things happen, you have to believe it would get even better. But do you just almost have to mentally brace yourself for this, you know, come March, you know, like as you just mentioned, because, you know, I remember, you know, Memphis basketball years where they won 31 games, you know, under Josh, and they were a six seed. So seeing that, you know, and I know it's a totally different entity, a totally different conglomerate that's going to determine your seeding, and there's still a whole season left to play. But I don't know, like, do you just mentally brace yourself for, you know, we got to be ready, you know, to get screwed basically, no matter what happens the rest of the way?
Yeah, you have to mentally prepare yourself for that, because when you put the resumes next to each other, it only makes sense if we're ranked higher. And by them not ranking us higher, it's telling us, hey, you guys don't have enough fans that are going to support the NCAA tournament. We only want to get bigger schools, larger schools, so we can make more. It's a business. You know, it's almost like because we're the smaller team, we're going to get overlooked by a bigger team and feel like, okay, they just maybe had one bad game. And Memphis got lucky that night. So, yeah, you have to brace yourself, man, which is unfair to my guys and myself, but it's also what drives us. That's what drives us every single day, not getting the respect that we deserve. So we have to keep winning to get that respect.
Coach, it seems like, you know, I know there are multiple examples on your team, but Caleb Mills really an example, too, of the sacrifice that guys that were the guy at their previous schools are going to have to continue to make for the puzzle to really come together. I mean, Jaquan Walton, when he's playing the four for you after you guys go small and really he's in that rebounding role there in your last one, you know, another example of that. What have you thought in terms of that sacrifice? And Coach, it feels like, you know, we saw it last year. It could be the difference in a game, whereas, a guy's got to get down on the floor and get to a loose ball, get a timeout called. We know you've got guys that can deliver big performances. Do you have the sacrifice necessary, I'm asking, to get where you need to go?
We don't have the sacrifice from everyone yet, and that's just being realistic because these guys are still trying to fill out their roles and who they are because they were the leading scorers on their team the year before.
Yep.
But Caleb Mills, I can give him all the credit. He's the one that's saying, out of everyone, I'll do whatever it takes to win. If I need to score, I'll score, but my mindset is on defense. I know that's what we're going to need. And the other guys are just kind of going out there and doing what they do, but Caleb is definitely sacrificing. But we're going to need everyone, like you said. Who's going to be first to the floor to get that ball and call a timeout? Who's going to be the guy to not give up a middle drive for a layup to lose the game? You know, so we talk about this stuff every day, and that big word, sacrifice, is what we talk about on the offensive end and giving yourself up defensively to be one of the better defenders on the team to make us.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm better.
You know, Penny, you think about like past years in that 21-22 season with Jalen, Imani, Landers, and all the other guys you had on the roster, super talented. And it was sort of the same, you know, same challenge, right? Just trying to, you know, define and make sure that everybody's satisfied. And obviously we know at times with that season, it didn't go very smoothly. So what sort of is different for you? Is it just the makeup of the team and just player dependent? Is it maybe something you learned from that year that you're applying here? I'm just curious, like, when you sort of put those two rosters together, because to me they're very similar in terms of talent, you know, what is different?
Yeah, the biggest difference is the older guys really are sacrificing more. You know, when you're coming in as the number one player and the number two player in the nation, Imani Bates and Jalen Duren, you want their respect. And the older guys on the team weren't giving them their respect. Like, hey, you guys haven't done enough. This is our show. So it was always going back and forth with those guys. The difference on this team is we got so many older guys that are willing to buy in and sacrifice, and it's working. There's not the same tension that was on that team when we had the younger guys going against the older guys.
I got to ask you about Clemson, Coach. I mean, you talked about, you know, sort of cutting the two top guys off in your last performance, and you did that. Obviously, P.J. Hall, a good one for Clemson. Just talk about the challenge that's coming up for you on Saturday and what we hope is an electric atmosphere.
Yeah, I love P.J. Hall, man. I watched him last year in the combine. He did exceptionally well. Yep. Thought he was going to get drafted, decided to come back one more year. And definitely has done a phenomenal job. He's just a winner, man. He wants to win. You know, he hasn't won much at Clemson to do what he needed to do. They went out and got some recruits to join him and some other guys that came back. And he's, you know, he's laser focused and on a mission to do some special things this year. And his talent is second to none. He shoots threes. He scores on three levels.
Yep.
And you got to always keep your eye out for him. And it will be a tough task for anyone, but it's going to be a total team effort to try to stop him.
And I know you can't talk specifically about players, but, you know, with recent news, people are giving you the title of Transfer Portal King. And even if you just take out, you know, this week, you know, obviously with what you've added with, you know, Javon Quinterly and David Jones and, you know, through the years. So what is it, do you think, about you and your program that has become really, I mean, just a destination spot for, you know, Kendrick? You know, these top transfer guys, what's coming across to them about Memphis where it seems like an attractive spot?
Well, first it's me because of the style that we play and the NBA affiliation that I have with the NBA, you know, playing in the NBA, understanding the NBA, and the system that we run is NBA. So those guys kind of love that they can go out there on the court, open the court up, play five out, not be stuck down on the post, get a chance to show their game and showcase their game. They love that. And the next thing is they love the facilities. They love our practice facility. They love the FedEx Forum. And every guy that's come down here, the fans have treated them with nothing but love. They feel the love from an entire city, not just the university. So with all those different elements going into play, they just fall in love with Memphis when they come here.
You can tell us, Penny, too. I remember at one point a few months back, we publicly you were saying, man, this NIL thing's frustrating. It's keeping me from getting some of my guys. Then you go out and land some of the guys that John mentioned. But we saw the launch in the news of the new NIL collective, Bluff City Collective, that's geared to help you and have everything you need to win a national title. How good do you feel about that setup? And do you expect in the future to have everything you need to continue what you've done in the portal and elsewhere?
Yeah, I feel really good about that because, you know, that's our game today. You know, yep. Portal and NIL, that just is what it is, football, basketball, whatever. You got to be able to be one of the players in the game. And if you're not a player in the game, you're not going to get the top guys. They're just not going to come anymore because they can get paid. So it makes me feel good that we're heading in that direction and that we're going to have support and that we will be able to keep getting top-level elite talent in here to play for the Memphis Tigers.
Hey, Penny, man, we know you're ripping and running, man. We appreciate the time.
Thank you,
as
Coach.
As always, man. Good luck.
I appreciate you guys as well.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yes. Yep. He is Penny Hardaway, University of Memphis men's basketball coach. Got a big one this Saturday at 2 o'clock. It's a whiteout. Get down to the game. Don't watch it on ESPN
yeah.
Plus.
So to underline that again, you mentioned the club-level tickets are 50% off until tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. He's trying to get the building full, obviously a whiteout, but more important that you get butts in seats. John made a great point. Yep. Nobody wants to watch this game on ESPN Plus, right? So you may as well get on down there. I mean, and they're certainly, I mean, look at what they've done this season. You get a Clemson team that's number 13 in the country. There's no excuse not to be down there at 2 o'clock for a big one and hopefully packing that thing out, especially with deals like this, bro. They're trying to get everybody they can in there.
Yeah. And in terms of news, he really couldn't say anything at all.
He didn't even touch reinforcements. He didn't even beat around the bush a little bit. So we're not even talking about Tomlin or anything coming up in here right now. And then nothing has changed on Jordan Brown. Again, there's an opportunity there. If it's done, it's done. You can close it. You know, you can't rule him out at this point, I guess.
And it was interesting that he said he's seen the post, but he hasn't heard anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
Folks that are thinking it has to be one gone because this ain't the Grizzlies. You don't have to cut one. It's not the roster. Like, they had a scholarship available because of DeAndre Williams not getting the waiver. And so that scholarship can obviously go to Tomlin should he be admitted, and we expect that to happen. And then, you know, if Jordan Brown has a change of heart or whatever happens there, I think John and I both think right now it looks unlikely. Wasn't happy with his role beforehand. Why is he going to be happy now with another guy coming in here? But if it does, then you've still got a spot for both of them. And again, imagine how much deeper your front court is. I don't care if it's an unhappy Jordan Brown. There could be who doesn't play a lick the next couple of games. There could be a spot, particularly in this, where you can throw him in there for a stretch, and that's, you know, you got foul trouble, the other bigs, whatever else. And I go back to the point of the business for Jordan Brown. Is it good business to leave a six-figure NIL deal, you know, for an overseas deal that's probably not going to be for as much or somewhere else? So that's why I wonder if we could see the change of heart again. Penny going into a third, fourth day, saying the kid's still, you know, this is still up in the air. So just can't rule out the possibility that both of them could be there. And then, man, look at your depth then. You know what I'm saying, in that front court.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting also just sort of the window into his thinking about just even the tournament. Like, he basically said you have to mentally prepare to be screwed, which is a shame, you know?
Yeah, it's sad that we're at that point. Yeah. But
Go ahead. I was going to say, it is a different group, and it's not, you know, AP voters, but, I thought the way he said it, he said we have to play supernatural basketball to get basically respect. Which was an interesting way to put it.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.